Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
It is 7:45, coming out at 10 o'clock this morning, as it does every Sunday, the longest running sports program on radio, Sports on a Sunday Morning. And the host is Tom Ackerman, who joins us now from the New Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We have a big game later today, Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs. What do you make of that one?
That you do, 325 on KMOX. I think the Chiefs are going to be handed their first loss. I think they have been flirting with some very close games here throughout the season. They're going to be facing one of the best teams in the NFL, probably the second best team in the AFC right now, ahead of where I thought they would be, actually. I think they're a really good team. The Bills are 8-2. Ravens are, 7-3, might be the third-best team right now, even though they aren't leading their own division. I think they're better than the Steelers. But anyway, back to the Bills. I think this Bills team is really good, and I'm not just saying that because you're a fan. I mean, I think that they're playing at home, and this is their opportunity. I also think it's the best regular season matchup we have had in the NFL this season. And I think that it's appropriate that we're putting it on KMOX. So we have the Chiefs game today on KMOX. We'll have a 2 o'clock pregame. I think it's going to be a great game.
It is. And, of course, as a Bills fan, the only thing that matters about playing the Chiefs is when what happens in the playoffs. So it's still regular season.
Yeah, absolutely. But, this should be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun game. All right, so what happened with Mizzou yesterday? What was the deal with that game against South Carolina?
Well, they just could not close, and they did a great job of staying in the football game and, you know, traded back and forth with South Carolina, but they ran into a quarterback who just torched them, really. I mean, the Mizzou defense did not make the stops while Brady Cook was out there winging the ball around on an injured wrist and hand and ankle and finding those receivers like Weiss and Burden, and he hit Burden for a touchdown, and it looked like South Carolina was going to take a loss. One of the hottest teams in the country. Could Missouri go in there and get a win and stay alive for the college football playoff? Actually move up in the rankings, and this Missouri team, which their identity has been to find a way to win close games, that's really what they're all about. This time they lose it. Lenoris Sellers throws a 15-yard touchdown pass to Rocket Sanders with 15 seconds left. They drive on Missouri, and the Tigers can't close it out, and Sellers just carved him up. He had 5 touchdown passes in this game, 353 yards. He was 21 of 30. That's 4 SEC wins in a row for South Carolina, first time they've done that in over a decade, back when Steve Spurrier was coaching them. This looked like it would be another runaway, but Missouri was able to hang in there. As I mentioned, they battled back to take the lead in the fourth quarter, and the final time on a 37-yard TD pass, Cook to Burden with 1:10 to go, but they can't stop Sellers, and unfortunately that loss knocks Missouri out of a college football playoff consideration that was kind of thin to begin with, but still, they were involved. Now they are one of the 3-loss SEC teams rather than in that large bunch of 2-loss teams.
Yeah, Oregon squeaked by Wisconsin yesterday. Georgia gets a win. We're getting close to having our dozen. This is the first season with the 12. What are some of your thoughts on that?
I think so, but then, you know, we're going to have a big group of teams still involved in this thing. I mean, if you look through it, Wisconsin did give Oregon a great game. Even if Oregon had lost that game, they've been on a tear this year and would be in good shape. But now, as the number one team in the country and a gutsy, you know, gutted out type win at Wisconsin, it's always tough. I've been to Camp Randall at night. The place is an absolute party. They were jumping around, and they got the lead in the fourth quarter. And then Oregon, to their credit, locked it in and shut them down 10-0 in the fourth quarter. Dan Lanning is a smart guy, really good coach, but he's an even better motivator, and he got his team revved up to finish this game at Wisconsin and get out of there. They win it 16-13. It was actually a defensive play that won the game, an interception with about a minute to go. Ohio State is one of the other Big Ten teams in contention. You really have three Big Ten teams that have a chance to play in the championship of the conference and get a first round bye in the college football playoff. Oregon, Ohio State, 1-2 in the country. Ohio State beat Northwestern 31-7. But here sits Indiana at number 5. They had the weekend off, and they play at Ohio State this Saturday. They're going to be 10.5-point underdogs to start. They just announced a extension for their coach. Smart move. Kurt Cignetti gets an 8-year deal worth $64 million. It's going to pay him about $8 million a year. He'll get a couple of bonuses in there as well. And that Indiana team is also in contention for a Big Ten title. They're 10-0. They haven't been beaten. They have not played or beaten a ranked team, however. That's not their fault. That's how the schedule has fallen. But they've beaten Michigan. They've beaten Nebraska. They've beaten Washington. All great brand names, but none of those teams are ranked. Now they're going to get their challenge. They take on number 2, Ohio State. And then, Scott, just looking at the SECs, you know, and in the Big 12, all those teams, so the SECs that are still out there, all those SEC teams. Texas beat Arkansas 20-10, but Texas does not have a great win on its resume. When you really sit back and look at it, Texas has one good win, and that was at Vanderbilt. Otherwise, Oklahoma, that win's not a great win. Oklahoma is not a very good team this year. So when they play Texas A&M, if they lose to the Aggies, what does that do for them? That's something to watch here. Penn State's involved, of course. They beat Purdue 49-10. BYU takes its first loss, 17-13 to Kansas. Again, I don't think that's that huge of an upset. I saw Kansas coming in as a great opportunity to win. Very good team, much better than their 3-6 record. And they were only 2.5-point underdogs in the game. Georgia's back in it. They beat Tennessee 31-17. Notre Dame, of course, is in there. Just one loss to Northern Illinois earlier in the year, but they've been able to win since. They beat Virginia 35-14. Tennessee still hangs around, but Georgia, with that win, knocks them down to kind of where Georgia was. Boise State, of course, is the non-Power Four. They win at San Jose State 42-21, so they are very much in play. But there are a couple of teams I'm going to have people watch out for. SMU is undefeated in the ACC. They beat Boston College 38-28. If they run the table for the rest of the year and they're undefeated in the ACC, they could win that ACC and be a first-round bye. If they get knocked out as an at-large miss, it's interesting. A call, I think, because SMU is really good. The only loss they have is to BYU. And then the other team to watch out for is Colorado. Colorado's hot. They're 8-2. Coach Prime's got them going. If they run the table, they'll control their own destiny. They'll be in the Big 12 championship game. So it's a lot of fun to see how this all shakes out.
Yeah, what I like about it is we're talking about it, and there are many more games that matter than when you have just a handful of teams in the playoff. There's 12, so, you know, by logic, more games are counting and counting toward that final 12.
Yeah, and in December and January, when you're playing in these postseason games, you're not playing in the bowl game that is just there for an exhibition. Right. You know, just there to send your fans on vacation and to play an extra game and a game that players are skipping. You know, this is an actual football game that matters. And so on the weekend of December 20th, 21st, you'll have first round games and they're going to be in the home team stadium. I mean, how fun is that? And then the next weekend, you've got these games that'll be played in quarterfinal matchups in really great locations. Bowl game destinations, semifinals at the Orange Bowl is going to get one of those. And, you know, then you're going to play a championship in Atlanta. You know, it's neat. I mean, it really is. And so it'll extend all the way to a championship game on January 20th. Before that, January 9th. And then you got the New Year's Day, New Year's Eve situation with all the quarterfinal games. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and I know Indiana's your alma mater. I want to say that 10.5 is very inviting against Ohio State, and they passed the eye test, that team, to me.
Yeah, just one thing to pass along on that is that Nebraska went to Columbus, and Ohio State played a tough, tough game against them and beat them 21-17. And it was a good physical football game between those two brands. Ohio State beat Nebraska 21-17 at home. Good win. Indiana beat Nebraska 56-7. Just to put it in perspective.
There you go.
You know, and by the way, they had two weeks notice. This was the same situation where Kurt Cignetti had 2 weeks to prepare for Nebraska and absolutely destroyed them. I'm not saying they're going to go into Ohio State and destroy them. I mean, far from it. If they could win, it would be a close game. But I think they will give them a close game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
What do you have coming up at 10 o'clock on Sports on a Sunday Morning?
It's really a great show today. So Tom Hart, who's a Mizzou grad, called the Mizzou-South Carolina game yesterday. He covers the SEC, and we're going to talk all about what's going on in college football and do these rankings with him. At 10:30, the head coach of the Billikens, Josh Schertz. They won last night, beating Loyola Marymount 77-71. He will join us live at 10:45. We'll talk Blues. They won 3-2 in overtime. Played a really good, solid game at Boston yesterday. Braden Shen had the winner. At 11:05, we'll do our NFL picks. Then we'll hear from one of the great receivers in NFL history, Larry Fitzgerald, who is going to be honored at the Musial Awards this coming Saturday. He'll be with me at 11:15. John Mozeliak at 11:30. Bernie Miklas at 11:45. Good lineup today, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larder, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.